Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, many of you have heard of the Kentucky man who, earlier this year, discovered a hoard of 700 U.S. gold coins buried on his property. The denominations were $1, $10, and $20, all dated between 1840 and 1863. The total value of the discovery is expected to be at least $1 million. The history of this hoard will never be known. However, it was quite possible they were buried in the year 1863 to hide them from Confederate raider Morgan's attacks in that state. Of special interest in this hoard are 18 high-grade 1863 $20 gold pieces called Double Eagles. Before discovery of this hoard, this was a scarce date in high grade. The appearance of these coins will almost certainly knock down the value of such pieces by at least 10-20%. When such hoards are discovered, they are often marketed by companies that pretend they are still as rare as they used to be, meaning that they want high prices that reflect their previous greater scarcity. The company that is exclusively marketing this hoard has, in the past, been convicted or signed consent agreements for overcharging their customers. They are currently the subject of a class action lawsuit over this practice. Still, this company may repeat this pricing pattern in selling this hoard. If it sounds too good to be true, you should be wary. Conduct your own due diligence before making such a purchase. Over more than 50 years in business, the deeply experienced professionals at Liberty Coin Service, at no charge, have helped many customers avoid buying overpriced merchandise. If you are approached about something that is supposedly a really good deal, but is something about which you personally are not familiar, the smart thing to do is to check for a second and even third opinion from someone with such knowledge. You might be able to obtain the same product from Liberty for a much lower price, or you will at least know much more about just what you are being offered. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.